My name is Nellie Hall, and at the beginning of the war, I was living in Sutherland Row next to Sutherland Terrace when that was bombed. So we lost our home, and my parents, we went to Chertsey to stay. I'd already passed to go into the WAFs. I worked in Staines for 2 months. My papers came, and I had to go to Gloucester to be kitted out and posted. I was posted to King Charles Street, Whitehall. My billets was Portman Square, Marble Arch, but our second billets was Fountain Court, just the other side of the bridge from where I'd lived and lost my home. I came off duty one day, and we used to do duties of 2 days, 8 to 2, 2 days, 2 to 10, 2 nights, 10 to 8, a day to sleep, a day off, and start again. I came off duty one night at 10 o'clock at Fountain Court, and they said, a sailor's been in asking after you. I said, the only sailor I know was out at sea, but it wasn't. He was a friend that I'd made since 1935. He was at Crete when he got the news to say his brother had gone down at Dunkirk and his mother had been killed by a direct hit on their house. He took me to see some relations on my day off that lived at Collierswood, by Collierswood Station. And he asked me to marry him. We were just friends, but it's a big step, but I took it. He had the bands called at sea. The relations that he had at Collierswood, they arranged for the church, the wedding, and I wore his cousin's wedding dress and my sister's wedding veil. And we just married like that. He went straight back off to sea and I went straight back on duty. When I got back on duty, I was called to one of the officers. Standing outside, they kept calling out, Hall, Hall, Hall. And I kept looking around to see where Hall had got to. And then I heard some laughter. And then they called out, Inwood. And then, because I went in, and that's when I realised that I was married, and my name, I was no longer Inwood, but Hall. We were married in 1942. In 1943, I was able to get a flat through my friends in Peabody Avenue. But I was still on duty, still in uniform, just the same. But one night, I came off night duty and called into the dairy, and they said, you better go and see if you've got a home to go to. That's when we had a bomb. We did marching. We used to march up and down outside Portman Square, but we were marching down by the coach station. And a man came running out of the garage up to us. He said, you four in front have been told to about turn. I often wonder where we'd have ended up.